Welcome to the Government Affairs Update for April 9th, 2021. Well, here at ACEC, we are gearing up for our upcoming 2021 virtual annual convention and legislative summit. As you can imagine, the legislative summit part of that event is going to largely fall on infrastructure, especially given the recent announcement by the Biden administration on the American Jobs Plan, practically $2.3 trillion infrastructure program, which goes beyond our normal brick-and-mortar infrastructure to deal with issues of climate change, and equity, social infrastructure, or civic infrastructure issues, which aren't normally the focus of your traditional infrastructure bill. And, of course, the Congress is working on its own reauthorization bills, service reauthorization bills, to take the place of the FAST Act, which expires in September. So we are going to have a very active and jam-packed agenda at the upcoming convention focused on our policy priorities. Of course, that is infrastructure, as well as the PPP FAR Credits Clause issue. And Steve and the advocacy team are going to be very busy with a packed agenda. And to talk about this and to kind of give a preview of the convention, I'm happy to bring in Steve Hall, our Senior Vice President of Advocacy.
Jeff, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Again, we have a really packed schedule coming up at the convention. We have keynote speakers like Chris Wallace. We have a congressional panel, a CEO panel, of course, our congressional issues briefing that we have every year. Of course, this is going to be virtual, but still, advocacy is going to be critically important as we enter the spring and summer months with the push for infrastructure. So, Steve, I really do appreciate the time again to give us kind of a preview. What are you really looking forward to at the convention?
Sure. You're right. I mean, it really is going to be a very packed agenda. Looking forward to hosting Chris Wallace again. We've had him speak at ACEC conventions before. He is absolutely terrific. And I'm sure he's going to provide some of his perspectives on Congress, the new administration, the relationship between the two, perhaps looking ahead to the 2022 election cycle. So a lot to cover, and he always does a good job. We'll have a panel of lawmakers to join us, and that'll be a discussion that I and the chair of our PAC committee, Gary Raba, who's on our executive committee, Gary's from Texas, will be moderating that discussion. And obviously looking at, current issues, the president's jobs plan. I'm sure we'll touch on the PPP issue, which is going to be a critical part of the lobbying effort that we're going to be doing concurrent with the convention and following the convention. The great thing about these virtual meetings is we're not restricted to 2 days as we typically are with the in-person meetings. I mean, these are going to go for weeks and even months following the convention as we work both on infrastructure as well as the PPP program. But we're looking forward to hosting the new chief of the Corps of Engineers, General Spellman, is going to be joining us, as well as some key leaders in Congress, Chairman Peter DeFazio, the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, is going to make an appearance, as is Sam Graves of Missouri, the senior Republican on the committee. And in the Senate, Senator Tom Carper, the chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committees. I mean, these are the key leaders that are going to be driving the bulk of the core infrastructure agenda in the House and the Senate. So it'll be good to kind of get their perspectives and greetings and hopefully some words of encouragement for our ACEC citizen lobbyists.
Absolutely. It's going to be a very, very packed schedule, and we're really looking forward to featuring these individuals because they are the ones who are going to be doing the work and have been doing the work on infrastructure, and hopefully we'll be able to announce some more names, and we're trying to keep some close to the vest, of course, because we want to make sure that there's an air of mystery to an extent to keep people excited about the convention Now, one other thing that's happening during this event is going to be a CEO panel, and it's going to be focused on really the big three things that are out there right now: COVID, culture, and climate. COVID, of course, we all know what's going on there. Climate being the focus on climate change, especially with the infrastructure push from the Biden administration on clean energy and resiliency. And then culture, that larger, broader issue of equity and broadening the tent in the engineering industry and in the general economy. So three real pressing issues. Steve, you know, what do you think about that panel? It's going to be moderated by of course, Linda Bowerdar and Flo Sterlin of DB Sterlin. Steve, what are you looking to get out of that panel? What are you looking forward to the most?
It'll be a fascinating discussion, and they're really focusing on all of the things that I think our members are really thinking about right now in terms of, what is the office environment from the perspective of these CEOs going to look like, when they reopen, when they will actually reopen. The emphasis the new administration is placing on climate change and of course, that's something that this industry has been working, with federal, state, and local clients and private sector clients on for years, quite frankly. And so just kind of getting a flavor of, the current state of play and how firms are working with clients on that. And, even in issues relating to social justice, that might come up as well. Again, another big priority for the administration and another area where this industry, it's not a new issue to us. We're already out there working on it. Tax policy may touch base on that. Of course, the infrastructure proposal from the administration. So it's always good to get these senior leaders from the industry, sitting atop, big companies, moderated, by Linda and also by, I believe, a small firm, a CEO, to provide her perspective. So it should be a great, great conversation. And then your point about the committee meetings, our policy committees are all open committees. So you can count on a robust conversation in our transportation committee coming up about the infrastructure package, about the reauthorization of the FAST Act. Same with our Water, Environment, and Energy Committee. There are infrastructure components there, both on the water side and the energy side. And so those meetings will feature a lot of discussions and insights on, the legislation and other things that we're working on right now, just ongoing priorities. So great opportunity. And as much as we enjoy being face-to-face and look forward to getting back to those face-to-face meetings, gosh, the great thing about the virtual meetings is it really gives firms an opportunity to plug, more of their folks than they might ordinarily send to a face-to-face meeting. So great opportunity to take advantage of that. And I think there's still some early bird discounts available for folks.
Yeah, I really encourage anyone who's looking for discounts or more information about registration to reach out to our meetings team. They can be reached at the website, acec.org, and then also on acec.org, when you get there, you'll see a big landing page for the conference itself, the registration link there. So I really encourage you to take a look at that. But yeah, I mean, it's really a good opportunity to bring people in. This virtual environment gives people the opportunity to take some time out of their day. They don't have to fly anywhere. They don't have to go anywhere physically. And, they can take advantage of all the programming. And at a time like this, when all eyes and ears are on infrastructure, you don't get infrastructure unless you design it first. This is really critical for our members to be engaged. There's never been a time, a more important time for our members to be engaged with ACEC and focused on these issues, because they're the issues that matter, not only to us, but, to the broader economy for job creation. So really important time for people to get engaged and be part of the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And, part of the conversation that we're going to have with our members, and it's certainly going to happen at this meeting, is, you know, some of the challenging elements. As I think many folks know, the president is proposing, in some cases, some pretty steep increases in tax rates on corporations and individuals, which is going to affect, you know, our firms that are S-corps and other forms of pass-through businesses. There's going to be limits on that that new 20% tax deduction that we fought so hard to get this industry back in 2017. So, you know, I think part of the conversation that will certainly happen at the convention and will continue to happen with our members is, you know, where does ACEC draw lines in the sand? You know, what are we willing to entertain as a potential pay for in exchange for a robust infrastructure program? And, you know, ensuring that those new revenues actually go to infrastructure. I think that's one of the ongoing conversations right now is how much of this package, I think, you know, at least or possibly better than half of it really gets away from infrastructure. As we think of it. You know, where is that acceptable trade-off for this industry? I think a lot of business groups are doing what we're doing, which is, you know, going through and making that analysis and having that conversation with their members. I don't know that anybody necessarily wants to draw lines in the sand yet, but as this conversation proceeds, you know, we're going to need to probably.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we have to give credit where credit's due. The Biden administration went big out of the gate with this infrastructure plan. And quite honestly, we've been talking about infrastructure for a while. I mean, it's become kind of a punchline in Washington, right? It's infrastructure week. Well, now it is, and everybody's paying attention to it. And this bill is big. $2.3 trillion deals with a lot of different issues. But, you know, the question again becomes, how do you pay for this? Now, historically, it's been user pays. Those who use the transportation systems and benefit from them finance their improvement. Of course, the Biden plan departs from this and focuses in on tax increases, both corporate tax increases and then increases on the individual rate, and also pass-through, which was a signature win for ACEC in the last tax reform bill. So we're going to have a conversation here about, you know, the big ideals and vision, which I think that we're aligned on improving infrastructure, both physical and social and civic. And then also, how do you pay for this? And again, you know, this is, we're not alone in this. There are going to be a lot of organizations that are going to be having these conversations. And, you know, we have this event coming up, which is the perfect time for people to learn more and start to get engaged.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. And to your point earlier, I mean, but let's also just celebrate the fact that, you know, the big dominant issue in Washington in 2021 is going to be infrastructure. So it really does represent a great opportunity for the industry.
Absolutely. And again, it's great that everybody's focused on infrastructure, and we need to keep people focused on it. And that means that our grassroots activists, our member firms, need to keep the pressure on. Get the tools you need for effective advocacy. Again, April 26th through the 28th. Register online, acec.org. You'll see a link to register. Pack schedule, it's all up there. Great new virtual platform. Really encourage everyone to take advantage of it. Steve, thanks again for taking the time to come on.
Great. Great to be here. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hope to see everyone there. And again, this has been the Government Affairs Update from ACEC for April 9th, 2021. We'll see you next time.